When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to episode 59 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
And news. On the 26th of October, it has been reported that our mans, Kai, is aiming to make a solo comeback at the end of November.
Oh my god.
I know. Exciting. A source from SM Entertainment shared, "It is true. Kai is preparing a new solo album with the aim of making a comeback at the end of November. Please look forward to it." So mark your calendars, because he's coming back. I know you're excited, Shay.
I'm so excited.
I can see it in your eyes. Anyway, moving on. BTS officially entered the 2022 Grammys. So BTS has officially submitted their hit Butter for the category Best Pop Duo / Group. In this category, they are up against Mood by 24K Golden featuring Ian Dior, Kiss Me More by Doja Cat featuring SZA, Without You by The Kid LAROI and Miley Cyrus, and Rumours by Lizzo featuring Cardi B. So they got a lot of competition. I think their biggest competition is probably going to be Doja Cat.
Between like Rumours and Doja Cat, I think those are...
I don't know. I feel like... I don't think Rumours did... It did things, but I feel like after it charted, after like a week or so, it kind of disappeared. Kiss Me More has always been...
True, yeah.
...around... But it doesn't really matter about charting, to be fair. So I don't know what they base these things on.
When do the Grammys make sense?
It doesn't. But good luck to BTS. And KQ Entertainment take legal action against Sesang fans who attached a location tracking device to ATEEZ's vehicles. According to KQ Entertainment statement on the 20th of October, some Sesang fans are still invading ATEEZ's privacy through illegal activities. The label recently discovered that Sesang fans were attaching location tracking devices on ATEEZ's business vehicles in order to track the members' location. And such actions have not only caused interruption in the group's activities, but also psychological suffering from the artists themselves. Finally, the agency emphasized that they will be taking stronger legal action in addition to existing blacklisting systems to protect their artists' privacy. What is wrong with people?
No, that's like actually really disturbing. We actually have an unpopular opinion on this later as well, but that's like so messed up. I think there's a clear line between being a fan, being a passionate fan, and then just being
a weirdo. Like,
that's messed up.
It's so messed up. And just for a bonus, because we got to talk about some of these Halloween fits, okay? Because it was Halloween. So, you know, SM Town had their, you know, their yearly Halloween party. So some of the standouts for me were NCT's Chocktodor, and he was a Jigsaw from Saw. Beautiful, beautiful. Then you had Espo's Katrina, and she was the Queen of Hearts. She looked great. You had NCT's Sang Chang as the Joker. But my fave
has to go to... I know what you're going to say.
has to go to Taeyong and Jungwoo as Edward and Bella from Twilight. What couple goals? I love it. I'm here for it.
When I first saw it, I'm telling you, I thought it was an edit. Like, I thought it was fan-made.
Taeyong makes a good Edward. Jungwoo is always going to be a badass bitch. Because wasn't last year he was coupled up with Jaehyun? They were like Jack and Rose from Titanic.
Yeah, I feel like that happened.
Yeah, he's always serving, giving looks. I love it so much.
One person I do feel bad for, though, was Mark, because everyone was like, he got his Spider-Man suit off of Wish.
He had holes in it, didn't he? I swear that he had like...
It wasn't giving. He should have just asked Chanyeol for some help, because Chanyeol knows how to do Halloween well. But A for F.
Do you know what made me laugh was NCT's Johnny's outfit. He was like a polar bear.
Oh, the Coke polar bear.
Yeah. I was reading that he's being strategic with his Halloween fits. So basically last year, I think he dressed up as Tony the Tiger from like the Frosted Flakes box, right?
Okay.
And then basically Frosted Flakes gave him a year's supply of Frosted Flakes. I'm done. So maybe he's doing a Coca-Cola thing because he wants a year's supply.
He's trying to feed the kids.
I also wanted to mention as well, Esper's Winter, she was the big doll from Red Light, Green Light, aka Younghee from Squid Game. She looked really cute. And also Lisa from Blackpink. She wasn't at the party. I'm just saying.
Yeah, she was also that. Yeah.
She was also that. And Jennie's costume was like Medusa inspired. And she looked stunning. She looked really cute.
I didn't see Jennie's. Wait, let me... Oh, it's giving fashion week. It's cute.
Yeah, it's giving fashion. It's not, like, scary. It's not costumey. It's just, like, I'm Jennie, and I'm giving you looks. I'm giving you inspired looks. You know what I mean?
Good for her.
So, yeah. Did you do anything for Halloween? Did you dress up or anything?
No, I stay in my house for Halloween. I lock the doors and close the windows.
I am so done. But yeah, that is Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's anything you want us to talk about or anything you want to add your two cents on, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. I'm not even gonna even bother with the hashtag anymore. Like, I feel like this is the episode we're just gonna dead it, because sometimes you just gotta know when to let things go. So RIP hashtag How You At You. I mean, you could use it if you want, but we're gonna continue using it, but you don't have to feel inclined to. Anyway, moving on to our next segment called Say What. We send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, tea, games, and all that stuff in between. You can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you could go to kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion is, I am so disgusted by the recent AT's Sesang stalking / tracking situation. I literally feel sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with people.
It's really messed up. Like, on one hand, like, people need to just be normal and be respectful and not do that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But I also think that companies sometimes need to take more precaution when it comes down to protecting their idols and artists in terms of well-being and safety and that sort of thing, because sometimes there's too much lenience and other bits.
I don't know. I agree with you that companies need to... I feel like they don't... As I said, like, many episodes ago, and I feel like I say it every episode, they don't want to give that harsh line because they benefit off people thinking that they're really close to their artists or whatever. I think with this, the whole tracking thing, I guess, I don't know, I can't really blame the company. I don't know, but I don't know, it's very confusing because I'm like, why would you do that?
It gives the same energy, well, this is like way worse, but it gives similar energy to when those fans, like when, I think it was at NCT 127 or something, and they went on like their bus, like the bus that they slept in and stuff, and like they went in their beds and like touched all their stuff. This, it is actually really gross. Like, I don't even think you could call yourself a fan or a support after doing something that extreme.
He's very creepy. He's giving me Joe from You vibes. It's not cute. It is.
Yeah, don't do it. Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. Came into it by, hey, Johnny, I saw you on KBS and now I'm in your bus. Oh, you had a Coca-Cola.
But the bad thing is, this is literally K-pop fans. They'll be like, he looked at me or he knows me.
Or, are you flirting with me? No, bitch.
Oh my God. Absolutely, nah. But yeah, we agree with you. Don't do things like that. That's really disrespectful. And also remember that these people are also human. Like, they have mental health that they need to maintain. Like, they have families. Like, this sort of thing can be super scary. Moving on, this next person said, I feel like so many idols are dating or even married. We just don't know. Who do y'all think is in a relationship?
RM from BTS.
Someone that's not obvious.
He's married with kids.
Actually, I don't think he's married anymore. Because recently he's been acting like he's going for a divorce.
Maybe, no, he might be married, just going through a rough patch. So he's like, you know,
true,
downplaying the marriage. You know, relationships, you know, they're a hard thing to maintain.
Listen to Auntie Shanice, guys.
So sometimes when you're angry, you want to act like you're single.
I'm so done.
He's married, okay, with kids. Oh, he's got two kids. I feel it in my left breast.
who else? What's his name? From NCT. What's his name? Oh my God.
Girls, there's like Tail. 20 plus of them.
I feel like Tail might be married.
Okay.
I don't know why, but
I see maybe. Serious relationship.
Maybe exactly.
Engaged.
Like childhood sarong, they stayed together forever. It's giving that.
Not sarong.
Sarong. Okay, sarong.
Who else? Do you have like any like female idols you think are in relationship?
Oh, not to start any scandals. Don't cancel me. And scandal, I don't think scandal, she's dating scandal, her producer. Scandal, scandal. But I feel like Rosé could be in a relationship, but with like a boy from back home.
Oh, I see it. I feel it. I feel it in my big toe. Yeah. a little long distance situation. Exactly. Yeah,
a little country boy.
Yeah, I see it. Who else? At one point, you know, like when, what's her face? Taeyeon from Girls' Generation, when she was going out with Chen, yeah?
Not Chen. She was going out. What?
I mean, Baekhyun, sorry. Say. Oh my gosh, sorry.
I was
picturing Baekhyun, but Chen came out for some reason. Not Chen. Chen's married. Okay, not Chen. Okay.
You're about to cause a divorce.
I'm about to wreck a marriage. No. You know where she's going out with Baekhyun?
She was going out with Baekhyun?
Yes. It was a whole thing. And then they separated. I don't think they did. They might be separated now, but I feel like they just put out, oh yeah, we broke up. But I don't think they actually did. You don't remember this? And everyone's like, no. I don't get it. I don't understand.
But maybe that's just me. Like, I don't take SM relationships seriously.
It's always, you feel like it's always like a cover-up situation.
Like, there's too much going on. I can't really see that, but okay.
At the time, like, when it's like, oh yeah, we broke up now, I'm like, no, you're not. You're just saying that. I feel like I don't know these people, but I feel like they could be like, for real, broke up now, but when they announced, yeah, we're not together anymore, I was like, and I'm not black. So,
this was like an official announcement?
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh my God, when was this?
Girl, let's Google. Please hold. Okay, so they confirmed their relationship in 2014? No, that doesn't sound right. That sounds too early.
Yeah. He would have been out of a job.
Well, people suspect that's when they started, because Zaki's, he would always say, oh, I'm my biggest fan, and da 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 da. When was it? What are people saying? Where is it? No, this was a thing. Why can't I find anything now?
That's what I mean. Maybe it didn't happen. Something isn't making sense. In 2014.
Wow, was it that long ago?
But isn't that too, wouldn't that have been too early for him? Like,
The two admitted being in a relationship in June 2014 when SM released a statement saying after becoming close colleagues, the two started dating. They've been dating publicly for around 14 months. This article was posted in 2015, by the way. The two are 3 years apart. Oh, why did I think it was later than that? That doesn't even sound real.
That's what I mean. Like, something's not adding up. Even these pictures, they're giving Tom Holland and Zendaya at the traffic lights. Like, this feels staged.
Yeah, like, no one understood it. No one got it. But, yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Love is love. Good for y'all. Okay.
I can't think of any other girlies that are in a relationship. I feel like us girls, we're good at hiding stuff.
I feel like a few members of TWICE have to have, like, secret boyfriends. Like, yeah, just statistically probably. Speaking,
yeah, there's
a
lot of them.
Whatever floats the boat. okay. But you guys can let us know who you think might be secretly dating or married in the comments or DM them to us so we can stir the pot. And then our last unpopular opinion for today is, can some of y'all stop exaggerating about where idols grew up? Because I fully thought that Yoongi grew up in the Korean version of the Bronx. Daegu isn't even ghetto. The way people thought there was, like, genuinely, like, shootings in Daegu. And I'm like, where do you think this is?
See, you don't need to stop playing so much. Because now, after a while, it's going to get so hard to... differentiate between what's real and what's, like, spiced up.
Honestly.
Tea, because you don't play too much.
I don't even know. How did that even start? Like, what's wrong with
Daegu?
I don't
know. Well, you know, Yoongi has this swag and... Who says swag anymore? He has this, like, you know, this vibe about him, innit? Like, he's about it. He's just silent and deadly, and or he'll say certain things. You're like, you've seen it. You've seen things, man. You've seen it. I don't know. I'm chatting rubbish, but
it looks. I just googled it, and it looks very peaceful. And one of the first words that came up was exhibition. Yeah, I think it's safe there, guys. I don't know, but I find it weird that image got placed on Yoongi. But no one said that RM was from the Bronx.
Because he doesn't have the Bronx vibe.
True. Okay.
What am I talking about?
Yeah, stop spreading false information. Because you guys are also going to affect tourism to a genuinely fine place. I don't think there's been any other idols that have had, like, crazy background stories in terms of where they're from.
No, not that I can think of.
No. The only, like, other prominent one is, like, V being from a farm, but he actually came from a farm. Mm. Yeah. Don't spread false information, please. Yeah, that's the end of Say What. So if you guys have any unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or anything that you want us to break down or talk about on the show, make sure to send them to us on Instagram, TikTok, wherever floats your boat. You guys do what you want anyway. Do what you want. And then lastly, now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know if there's been anything we've been watching, listening to, or want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Do you know what's been planted in my brain? Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
And she says, oh my God.
Every time I open that app.
And she says she's from... Why did that resurface again? That's like from, I don't know, I want to say 2015, 14.
Oh, early, no, I would say maybe 13, 14.
Yeah.
That was an interesting time. The Hawaii part, the Hawaii kawaii part wasn't even the worst part. It's like, there's a part where he goes like, do you know how to twerk? And then V jumps in at some point. And I think the girl he's talking to, her name's Paige. And he's like, book Paigey. I'm like, nah, who let you guys do that?
They were wild and free in America. They were like, oh my God, American Air. I don't know what it is. I've always feel like every time a group steps, especially in America, I don't know what's in your water, guys, in your food, but they're just like, it's time to wild out. It's time to wild out. It's time to act super sexy. It's time to just go crazy. Because, like, we're in America, bitch.
I must say, one of my favorite aesthetics is Jimin abroad in general, because he turns into a whole other entity. Like, he's flirting with the walls. Like, he's doing the most.
I'm done.
I love that for him.
What about you, Shay?
Oh, what's been on my radar? Not much. I need to finish the 1K drama that I started like 2 months ago. So if anyone wants to keep me accountable, DM me.
What are you watching?
What was it called? I think it's called Lovers of the Red Sky.
Okay.
Don't quote me. But I think that's what it's called. Another thing that's, I don't know if it counts as being on my radar, but I saw a clip of Harry, as in like PH1, and Xiaojun from Wavy, and they were in a song together.
Who and who?
PH1.
Yeah.
And Xiaojun from Wavy.
Oh my gosh, you know what I thought you said?
What?
I thought you said there's... I was thinking of P1 Harmony again. I don't know why. I was like, who's Harry? Who's Harry?
They got from... a Harry?
I'm like, who's... I was proper wrecking. I didn't even hear who you said from Wavy. I was just like, wait, who's Harry from P1?
Screaming.
Harry from P1 Harmony. Who's that? I'm sorry.
I remember when I heard, like, when I found out that PH1's name was Harry, I was like, who's Harry? Harry was a dentist? Okay, go Harry.
PH1 doesn't even look like a Harry.
He really doesn't. But I feel like I would call him that for bands.
Go off Harry. So Harry and who?
Xiaojun.
They have a song?
Yeah, I think it's Golden's song, and they're both on it.
Have you heard it?
No, but she might listen to it.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. Report back, I guess. But yeah, guys, that's the end. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send in any of your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests to howyouat@gmail.com. You can send them to us on socials or leave them on Shanice's website, which I think I know the web address of now.
Go on then.
www.kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou.
Yay.
Who is she?
Who says www. Grandma? But anyway. As Shanice from K-pop Box. I mean, you can follow me at K-pop Box _ on TikTok and Instagram. Nothing's happening there, but I mean, knock yourself out.
I've been Shay from The K-Way. You guys can follow me on Instagram at TheKWay_100 or on TikTok at TheKWay_.
Yay! And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.